Hello and welcome to the Slow Bible podcast. We're praying today with some verses from Paul's letter to Titus. As we enter prayer now, I invite us to prepare our hearts and minds to receive the word of God. Whatever it is you do, to pause and become still. To refocus your scattered senses on God, to become aware of the gift of God's loving presence with us. I'm going to take a couple of deep breaths. Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, you are here. Would you open up our awareness of your presence with us so our ears and our hearts can fully hear and receive the living word of God? I invite us to pray today with the scripture from Titus chapter 3, verses 3-7. And we'll pray with this scripture using the prayer method Lectio Divina. I'll read the scripture three times. The first time, I'm just going to read the passage so we become familiar with it. And then the second and third time, I'll lead us through with a question. Once we too were foolish and disobedient. We were misled and became slaves to many lusts and pleasures. Our lives were full of evil and envy, and we hated each other. But when God our Saviour revealed his kindness and love, he saved us, not because of the righteous things that we had done, but because of his mercy. He washed away our sins, giving us a new birth, a new life through the Holy Spirit. He generously poured out the Spirit upon us through Jesus Christ, our Saviour. Because of his grace, he has made us right in his sight and gave us confidence that we will inherit eternal life. This time, as you listen for a word or phrase that stands out for you. What might God be offering you through these words? Once we too were foolish and disobedient. We were misled and became slaves to many lusts and pleasures. Our lives were full of evil and envy, and we hated each other. But when God our Saviour revealed his kindness and love, he saved us, not because of the righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. He washed away our sins, giving us a new birth and new life through the Holy Spirit. He generously poured out the Spirit upon us through Jesus Christ, our Saviour. Because of his grace, he made us right in his sight and gave us confidence that we will inherit eternal life. I invite you to spend a few moments reflecting on that word or phrase. What might God be offering you today in this moment? I will read the passage for a third and final time. This time, as you listen, listen for an invitation or something to discover. What's the Lord's invitation for you today? Once we too were foolish and disobedient, we were misled and became slaves to many lusts and pleasures. Our lives were full of evil and envy, and we hated each other. But when God our Saviour revealed his kindness and love, he saved us. Not because of the righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. He washed away our sins, giving us a new birth and new life through the Holy Spirit. He generously poured out the Spirit upon us through Jesus Christ, our Saviour. Because of his grace, he made us right in his sight and gave us confidence that we will inherit eternal life. I invite you to listen for God's invitation. And now I invite you to simply respond to God. Speak to God as you would a friend from your heart. Take this opportunity to share in an intimate conversation with God. And now I invite you to simply rest. Sit quietly in God's presence. Rest in God's love and simply receive from God. Father God, we thank you for your words of life to each of us today. We thank you for the opportunity to reflect on your kindness and love. We pray that you would plant this seed of your living word in our lives and cause it to grow. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen.